KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school sports from around the area. Last night, the Titan Relays held over at Lewis Central High School. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 114 points. Glenwood with 108 points, the runner-up. Sioux City North, Lewis Central Trainer, the top five. Underwood, six. Atlantic placed seventh last night. Among some of the individual results on the girls' side, for Atlantic, Haley Rasmussen, a second-place finish in the 200 meters, and Rasmussen won the 400-meter event. Also, Atlantic had a third-place finish from Chloe Mullinex in the 400 hurdles and a third-place finish by the 4x400-meter relay team. Also among the first-place finishers, Harlan's distance medley relay team. Also in the field events, Zoe Russ of Underwood won the shot put, and Haley Seidler of Underwood took the discus title. On the boys' side last night at Lewis Central, it was Lewis Central winning the meet with 128.5 points. Glenwood with 112 was second. Trainer third with 105. Underwood with 76 was fourth. And Atlantic placing fifth with 66 points last night. Among some of the area results, Braden Wallen of Underwood won both the 100 and 200 meter events last night. Also, Colin Mullinex of Atlantic won the 400 hurdles, while Zane Vance of Atlantic right behind him in second place. Mullinex also was the runner-up in the 100 hurdles. Also, Trainer picked up the win in the 4x100. Harlan took the 4x200. Trainer won the 4x400 meters with Atlantic placing third. Trainer also took the 4x800 and the distance medley relay titles. Atlantic's shuttle hurdle relay team, a second place finish last night. Also in the field events, Noah James of Trainer was the champ, and Chris Gardner of Underwood took the discus title last night at Lewis Central. Also at the Spartan Coed Invitational in Ottawa, Lawton Bronson won the girls' title with 160 points. Wes Monona with 115 was second. Riverside third with 114 points. For Riverside, Veronica Andrew Shishin led the way. She had a win in the 100 meters, also took the 100 hurdles, and she was part of their sprint medley relay team that was a winner as well. Also, Missouri Valley's Ella Meyer was a winner in the high jump last night. On the boys' side at the Spartan Coed, it was Lawton Bronson winning, Westwood and West Monona the top three. Among some of the area results, Mason McCready of Riverside third in the 3200, Hayden Hensley of Riverside was third in the 400 hurdles, Eddie Valchik of Riverside third in the discus, Caden Hendricks of Riverside was third in the long jump. Riverside also got a second place finish in the 4x800 relay and third place finish in the shuttle hurdle event. In high school golf last night, in boys action, it was Atlantic defeating Denison 160 to 185. Atlantic sweeping the medalist honors as Dre Newell had a 37 for the Trojans for medalist award, and the runner-up medalist, Braden Smith of Atlantic, he shot 38 last night. Also, Glenwood defeated Harlan 181 to 200, and Lewis Central took the championship in the Omaha Bryan tournament with 329. That was better than St. Albert's 338. They were the runners-up. In girls golf, Denison was a winner in a three-team meet with a 218 total. Glenwood with 233 second, Harlan with a 249 in that triangular. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, it was Maryville over Atlantic 5-0. Tri-Center beating AHSTW 6-0. Carroll 8-0 over Riverside. St. Albert beating Denison 7-2. It was Sheraton over Creston 5-1. Kemper Catholic 4-1 over East Sac County. Panorama 10-0 over Logan Magnolia. Van Meter edging Underwood 2-1. Abe Lincoln over Sioux City West 2-0. Thomas Jefferson at 7-0 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys soccer last night, AHSTW needed to go to penalty kicks to win over Tri-Center. Final was 2-1. Riverside beat Missouri Valley 4-2. It was Denison over St. Albert 1-0. Kemper Catholic beating East Sac County 5-1. Van Meter over Underwood 2-1. Logan Magnolia beat Panorama 4-2. Sioux City West beat Abraham Lincoln 2-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Thomas Jefferson 10-0. In high school girls tennis last night, Atlantic a 5-4 winner over Denison Sleswig as they got a couple of singles wins from Olivia Engler and Molly McFadden. And Atlantic swept all three of the doubles matches to come up a winner last night. Also, Red Oak beat Shenandoah 8-1. Glenwood over Harlan 6-3. Lewis Central over St. Albert 5-4. In boys tennis, it was Denison Sleswig over Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah beating Red Oak 7-2. Glenwood over Harlan 6-3. Boone 9-0 over Kemper Catholic. Maryville beat Southwest Valley 5-4. And Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced Tuesday that Riley Mulvey has signed a national letter of intent to attend the University of Iowa. Mulvey is a 6'11", 230-pound center from St. Thomas More High School in Rotterdam, New York. He was originally part of the 2022 class, but was able to advance his education enough that he could graduate early and become part of the 2021 class. He's built a relationship over the last 2.5 years with Coach McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, and that led to his signing. It'll be hard to find a better tight end room than what Iowa State has heading into this next season. Three-time All-Big 12 selection Charlie Kohler returns, as does fellow senior Chase Allen. The only hole to fill at the position is blocking specialist Dylan Sainer.
The process there is kind of just eval these guys and see what their best skill sets are, and then evaluate each guy differently and then plug and play people depending on where they're good at. Not necessarily trying to replace Dylan Sainer, because you can't replace Dylan Sainer. So just seeing what everybody's good at.
That's Cyclone tight ends coach Taylor Mauser, who says the third tight end will depend upon what the offense needs. Kohler turned down a chance to enter the NFL draft, and Mauser says he's put in a lot of work during the off season.
He's confident right now. He looks good right now. He's moving really well right now. He's so fluid in his movements. He's so strong in the run blocking piece of it. So he's light years ahead of where he was going into last season, and we're only in April right now.
ISU tight ends led the nation in catches last season with 82. In NFL news, Mike Tomlin is sticking with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The club announced its longtime coach has signed a contract extension that runs through the 2024 season. Tomlin is 145, 78, and 1 in his 14 years with the Steelers, and that includes one Super Bowl victory. In baseball yesterday, Yan Gomes drew a four-pitch walk against Giovanni Gallegos to force in the go-ahead run in an odd eighth inning that pushed the Nationals past the Cardinals 3-2. St. Louis led 2-1 until Gallegos walked a batter and hit another before Trey Turner's RBI single to right on an 0-2 count tied the game. We'll have the third and final game of that series this afternoon here on KJAN. 2:10, the pregame start time, 3:05 is first pitch. Brandon Lowe, Austin Meadows, and Mike Zunino all homered as the Rays pounded out 17 hits, posting a 14-7 win over the Royals. Elsewhere, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 1-0, Brewers over the Padres 6-0, Cubs beat the Mets 3-1, Giants over the Phillies 10-7, Red Sox 2-1 over the Blue Jays, the Yankees beat the Braves 3-1, Orioles 7-5 over the Marlins, the White Sox beat the Indians 8-5, A's swept a pair from the Twins 7-0 and 1-0, Angels over the Rangers 6-2, Rockies 6-2 over the Astros. Diamondbacks were leading 5-4 over the Reds before that game was suspended because of rain. They'll resume the rest of that game before they play their regular game tonight. Tigers and the Pirates were postponed in Detroit because of inclement weather. It was snowing in Detroit. Teams will try to play a doubleheader today. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.